Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 15th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft released its Direct Storage API for Windows 10 and 11. This API originally shipped in the Xbox Series X console, letting NVMe SSDs send game data to GPUs directly without first being processed by a CPU to improve loading times. Games will have to implement a new SDK to take advantage of direct storage. According to a new report from the Motion Picture Association, the global streaming and theatrical movie market combined for a total of $99.7 billion in 2021, up from pre-pandemic sales in 2019. However, in 2021, the digital movie market combined for 72% of this figure, up from 46% in 2019. The global theatrical market brought in $21.3 billion in 2021, down from $42.3 billion in 2019. Google added Pixel camera services to the Play Store, which lets third-party apps access phone camera features like Night Sight. At launch, the app only supports Snapchat. Currently, the app only works on Pixel 6 and 6 Pros with the latest March security update. That's only available to beta testers at the moment. India's Paytm denied a Bloomberg report that it violated rules about sharing data with Chinese-based entities that owned an indirect stake in the bank. Paytm called the report completely false and sensationalizing, with a spokesperson clarifying that all of the bank's data resides within India. Paytm has been barred from signing up new customers while it undergoes an audit by India's central bank because of material supervisory concerns. The bank has not clarified what that means. TechCrunch sources say the food delivery company Zomato and instant delivery service Blinkit reached an acquisition agreement, valuing Blinkit at around $700 million. The deal still needs approval from the Competition Commission of India. The quick delivery market is a big part of online ordering in India, making up 13% of online grocery orders in 2021. South Africa's Competition Commission referred Meta to a tribunal for allegedly abusing its dominant market position. The commission specifically cited Meta's decision to remove access to the WhatsApp Business API from the startup GovChat and its subsidiary Let's Talk. WhatsApp says GovChat did not comply with Meta's terms of service. The restaurant company Left Field Holdings sued Google, alleging it set up new unauthorized and deceptively branded web pages which feature order now buttons that link to food delivery services, not ordering from the restaurant directly. These buttons appeared in 2019 as a result of Google acquiring the ordering app. Clicking on the button in search takes users to a Google page which features food delivery options as well as links to a restaurant's direct ordering or website, even if a restaurant has not set up a page through Google's order online system. Last month, Meta rolled out a personal boundary for avatars in its Horizon Worlds and Venues platforms as a default, preventing other avatars from coming within 4 virtual feet of each other. Meta now made the personal boundary default when interacting with non-friends, with users also able to turn it on or off entirely. Discovery's board approved its merger with Warner Media, and it looks like the deal will finally close sometime in April. At an industry conference, CFO Gunnar Weidenfels said the merged entity would begin merging Discovery Plus and HBO Max services, most likely starting with a single sign-on. He put a timeline for a merger of the services at hopefully not in years, but in several months. AMD announced the Ryzen 7 5800X3D CPU back in January, now saying it will go on sale April 20th, starting at $449. This 8-core CPU offers 96 megabytes of vertically stacked L3 3D V-cache alongside a base clock of 3.4 GHz and a boost clock of 4.5 GHz. Spotify began rolling out new access controls for collaborative playlists. Playlist owners will be able to add and remove users who can either work on or follow the playlist. Collaborative playlists can also be set to private. A new beta of Samsung's Internet Android browser adds several privacy features. HTTPS is now default in the browser, and a new smart anti-tracking feature automatically removes tracking cookies after 7 days. Smart anti-tracking will be on by default in the US, South Korea, and Europe. Early Geekbench 5 results on the 5th-gen iPad Air showed that the M1 chip inside the tablet is running at the same speed used in the iPad Pro and M1-equipped Macs. In the recent iPad Mini, Apple downclocked the A15 Bionic chip compared to the one used in the iPhone 13. Some users of the latest Windows 11 Insider build report Microsoft began testing displaying ad notifications in File Explorer. These ads currently promote other Microsoft products. Microsoft previously tested ads for OneDrive in File Explorer back in 2016, and ads in free Office web apps. And finally, Twitter removed its tabbed timeline interface from its iOS app that showed a separate tab for algorithmically and chronologically sorted feeds. Twitter said it did this based on user feedback. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.